From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Jamie Hobbs. Missouri Governor Mike Parson is open to calling a special legislative session in order to fill the now vacant office of Lieutenant Governor. Missouri's Constitution makes no provision for filling a vacancy in the state's number two statewide elected office, and Parson told reporters yesterday the problem needs to be fixed.
I don't like the state of Missouri being without a lieutenant governor, and for me, I aim to use that position to help with this transition. If there's ever a time those two offices need to be working together, it's now.
Parson didn't mention any possible date for a special session. He also met privately yesterday with cabinet members chosen by former Governor Eric Greitens. He said before the meeting that he has no intention of firing any of them and that Greitens, quote, brought together a good team. After a May of record heat, Missouri organizations want people to know of the risks associated with excessive heat, the Columbia, Missourian reports. Missouri Summer Safety Week, promoted by the National Weather Service, Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services, and the Missouri Department of Public Safety, is set to run June 18th through the 24th. Missouri's Safety Week will focus on excessive heat and lightning, according to the National Weather Service's website. This May was the hottest on record for Missouri, and the average daily temperature was 75.4 degrees, which topped the normal average of 66.8 degrees. The Old Farmer's Almanac predicted that this summer will be hotter and drier than usual. Mike Parson held his first cabinet meeting yesterday since becoming Missouri governor on Friday. St. Louis Public Radio's Marshall Griffin reports.
The meeting was held in private inside the governor's office, but Parson did briefly meet with reporters beforehand. He said he has no intention of replacing any cabinet members who were all chosen by former Governor Eric Greitens.
Governor Greitens brought together a good team to the state of Missouri. You know, all I want to do is be a resource for them. I want to work with the cabinet because there's a lot of good things that's going on in the state of Missouri. We need to continue the things that are good.
Parson also says he's open to calling a special legislative session to address the current vacancy in the lieutenant governor's office. The state constitution addresses filling vacancies for every statewide office except the one that Parson just left in order to take over as governor. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
The Columbia City Council meeting yesterday ended with an update to the city's anti-discrimination laws and amendments to the city's animal tethering ordinance, the Columbia, Missourian reports. In the anti-discrimination ordinance, the revised language added five protected categories. These include prohibiting discrimination based on a person's citizenship status or gender expression, whether the person is a victim of sexual or domestic violence, receiving government assistance, or obtaining or applying for a protection order. The vote was unanimous in favor of the changes, and Columbia Mayor Brian Treese said he was, quote, proud of Columbia for being on the forefront of acting against discrimination of any kind. I'm Jamie Hobbs, KBIA News, Columbia.